North Carolina man charged with murder and fatal road rage shooting. By Nate Church on April 1, 2021. Did you know Floyd was arrested on April 1 in connection with a deadly March 25 shooting on Interstate 95? 29-year-old Digiwen R. Floyd was arrested at 12:58 a.m. on April 1 at the Parkview Apartments in Lumberton, North Carolina, according to information from Robeson County Sheriff Bernice Wilkins. Floyd faces charges of first-degree murder and discharging a weapon into an occupied property after an alleged highway encounter that ended in the death of 47-year-old mother of six Julie Eberle, of Mannheim, Pennsylvania. According to Sheriff Wilkins, police were dispatched to the scene of a shooting on I-95 just north of Lumberton at 11:40 a.m. Ryan and Julie Eberle were driving on the interstate highway toward Hilton Head, South Carolina to celebrate their 7th anniversary when their GMC Yukon merged close to Floyd's Chevrolet Malibu. "I changed lanes, and a car was coming behind me," Eberle told GLE News. "I didn't see that Floyd was going around me. I pushed him to the shoulder mistakenly. As soon as I was able, I gave him room to get back on the highway. No car contact. I saw in my mirror that he was passing us to the right," he continued. "Gunshots were fired, and our car was hit. My wife yelled my name, and I asked if she was hit. She said yes." Floyd allegedly positioned his vehicle at the passenger side of the Eberle's, rolling down his window before firing shots that struck Julie. Ryan was uninjured. Eberle pulled the vehicle to the side of the road to wait for medical assistance for his wife. Julie Eberle was transported by responders to UNC Southeastern Hospital and later died. "In 3 minutes, my whole world is turned upside down, and I don't know why," Eberle said. "There's a lot of numbness. There's a lot of raw emotion. She just loved being around her family and friends and sharing our blessings." As of the time of this writing, a GoFundMe has raised over $65,000 from over 1,300 donors for the Julie Michelle Eberle Memorial Foundation, to be donated to charity in her honor. Floyd appeared in court on Thursday morning, where he was denied bond.